Hey, everybody. This is Thursday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again.
Yes.
I'm Scott, along with my lovely wife, Teresa. What do you want to tell them our topic today?
I do. And it's just, this is kind of tongue-in-cheek. We're just going to remind y'all that positive affirmations and scriptures, they really do help. They really help. And today we're going to share some of our very favorites that Scott and I fall back on that keep us encouraged when things get tough and life happens and it seems like we're just standing another test of time. Let's save our favorite ones for last. I'm just going to throw a couple out there. Let go and let God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not scripture. That's a slogan. That's a recovery slogan. What's one that you have?
Well, one is I didn't cause it. You know, I can't cure it. What's the other one? Can't cause it. Didn't cause it. Can't cure it.
Can't control it.
And can't control it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that I like is not in the Bible. Most people think is. It's this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in there, but it's a good one.
That's true.
It's a good one to know. This too shall pass.
That's right.
How many times have we said that? This too shall pass.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think in Ecclesiastes, of course, it says, you know, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another way of saying this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's going to pass. You know what I mean? It's going to go. What's really important in your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
But then we do have a couple of scriptures that, you know, we want to throw them that are our favorites. But one saying that I've coined just for myself and especially for the gals that I love coach, and it's this one phrase: "What's the worst thing that can happen?"
Mm-hmm.
And then fill in the blank: "What's the worst thing that can happen if you tell the truth? If you say no? If you are true to yourself? What's the worst thing that can happen?"
Mm-hmm.
I really like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
Especially if you've lived in a lot of fear, especially of people. If you're a people pleaser, approval seeker, that's a good one to remember. What's the worst thing that can happen if I stand up for myself?
Yeah.
If I really have an opinion,
what's the
worst thing that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if you're in an abusive, physically abusive situation, that's a different podcast, and we're not here to advise anybody because we are not, that's not what we're here for. But we're just saying when a lot of it has to do with that thing between our ears, which is our brain, can, you know, we can start believing the lies and not, you know, be true to ourselves.
Yeah.
And what is the worst thing that can happen? Well, someone would not agree with you. Somebody might, you know, state their opinion over yours. So that's basically where that comes from.
That's
true. What about you?
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm gonna read the scripture.
Okay.
You know, that I like the most.
Okay.
You know, not the most. I love all the scriptures, but one that really speaks to me is, you know, Philippians 4:13.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that really is an encourager. I try to encourage men that I life coach with this scripture as well, because how God has encouraged me so much through that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And as a man, or a woman, of course, you have to be in humility to know who has the power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, who's the man?
Mm-hmm.
But Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And with his strength, you know, we can do much more than we ever dreamed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like on the wings of eagles, when it says in Isaiah as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just on, like the song says, you know, on the wings of eagles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can soar higher than you ever dreamed.
Mm-hmm.
With Christ.
Yes, you can.
And so that's why that scripture really speaks to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christ is showing me that how much more he has in store for me than I ever dreamed.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
How
about yours?
Well, one that I find myself falling back on a lot and hanging on to is in Isaiah 54:17. Anybody that's new to the word, that is in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a part of that scripture. And it says, "No weapon formed against me will prosper." And that can be fill in the blank. No weapon of depression, no weapon of anger, no weapon of disappointment, no weapon of resentment. So that would be what I'm talking about. Formed against me will prosper. In other words, coming against me, or I feel like I'm up against, or I cannot handle coming against me, will prosper, meaning it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So no weapon formed against me will prosper.
Right.
And these two scriptures that we just said, these are not flippant. These, when you get them down into your heart and your soul and you really mm-hmm. believe them, this is what we fight with. This is what we battle with. The Bible says in Ephesians, our weapons are of warfare are not carnal, meaning they're not, you know, they're not like guns and knives. They are spiritual weapons that we use. The weapons of Scripture, the weapon of the Word, the weapon of prayer, the weapon of the Spirit. That's what we fight with. You mm-hmm. know, there's so much going on in the world. Weapon of depression.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we have to fight those types of battles, those battles that are not tangible, those battles of our mind with the Word of God, with prayer, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you're not filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, we want you to pray that you will be so that you can fight. We open up ourselves to so many things in life that we don't even realize. And that's all the enemy needs is just a little crack. Just a little crack in a door, a little crack in a window, a little crack on a computer screen, little crack on a movie screen, little crack on a television screen, in a book, and some we have no business messing with. Mm-hmm. That's all he needs, is get right in there. And if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you have no power to fight. And so what you will do is turn to substances. You will turn to wrong relationships to fight. And those will not sustain you. It will just come back. And if you're not filling those places with the Holy Spirit, guess what? The Word says it's going to come back even more. So it is crucial that we know how to fight with the Word of God and that we are filled with power so we don't fall prey to things like someone that is so loved by the world like Robin Williams did. Obviously didn't know how to fight. We don't know him, but obviously he did not know how to fight. Mm-hmm. And mental illness is just prevalent and it can't be rushed. Getting beyond depression and all of these things that we battle on our mind, it takes time. And that's another thing that's so scary about society is nobody wants to wait. Everybody wants a quick fix, and it's not like that. And that is why we are so passionate about life coaching and mentoring, because you got to get this stuff out of your head, through your mouth, into the ears of other people that know you and love you so that you can come out of this and not be another statistic. You know, and it's not easy. It takes a lot of humility. But see, that's the way God is. The more you confess to him and to another person, like he says to do in James, you're going to be healed. He's not like people where you take a risk that they're going to reject you. God is just the opposite. The more that you tell him, the more you feel him coming closer to you. You can confide in certain people and you feel them pulling back from you,
mm-hmm.
feeling them rejecting you, feeling shame that they don't want to be around you. Well, God is just the opposite. So when you experience that on the inside, getting all that out, what you're going to feel is him coming towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's the most amazing thing that happens.
It is.
And when you experience God's presence like that inside of you, you'll never be the same.
That's right.
And that is when the change comes and nobody can do it for us. It's an experience that we have with him.
That's right.
You're right. Him alone.
I mean, he really is the great affirmer. You know what I mean? He really is. I mean, that's why the Holy Spirit is within us, you know, to affirm us, to teach us, to rebuke us, you know. But really, he's there to affirm us, mm-hmm. you know, to tell you, you know, hey, you know, you're great,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, another great scripture is Matthew 19:26. You know, Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother, oh man, she was such a great affirmer of mine. I mean, my goodness, you know I gave her grief growing up, but of course she always said, you know, I never gave her any trouble. But I never forget one of the greatest things that in my life that really someone has ever said to me was I was sitting with my mother. She had cancer. And there was about 2 months before she passed away. And she grabbed my hand and she looked at me and she said, You're the greatest man I've ever known.
Aw.
I mean, for your mother to say that to you mm-hmm. is just like, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I always longed for affirmation from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know my dad during my formative years, but I got to know him later on, mm-hmm. and I had a relationship with him, with my two boys. And but really and truly, I always longed for his affirmation,
mm-hmm.
and I never got it.
I know. That breaks my heart.
Yeah, when Jesus, you know, when Jesus took me into his arms,
mm-hmm.
when I gave my life to him, and I knew I was in his arms,
mm-hmm.
and he just pulled me close to him,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I love you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so proud of you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so glad to have you as my son.
Wow.
I tell you, that changed my life forever.
Don't ever forget it.
Never. You know, that changed my life forever.
It was
the God
one?
Of the universe.
It's yours. It's your one-on-one.
Yeah. The God of the universe, the Lord of lords and King of kings, the one who holds the banner up, and our name is on the banner.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at us, and he goes, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you. I made you just the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Honey, there might be some people out there today that have never been affirmed.
Right. Well, there are.
You know? And maybe you have been affirmed. And that's great if you have. But have you ever been affirmed by the creator of the universe? That's an affirmation we all need to know. And notice I didn't say experience.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Jesus is an experience. But it's eternity.
Mm-hmm.
It's lifetime, man. It's life-changing. And, gosh, we just pray that if you think maybe you had given your life to Christ and you're thinking today, my gosh, I never really gave my heart to him. Or maybe you've been running away from him because you didn't want to get close to him. But now you're thinking, I want to know this God that Scott and Teresa are talking about, man. This guy sounds pretty cool, you know. Well, he is cool. And he is the great affirmer.
Mm-hmm.
So we pray that you pray this prayer of salvation and start knowing him and know that you are affirmed by Jesus. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I know my sins are forgiven, because you tell me they are if I ask you from a sincere heart. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I need to be affirmed by you. Thank you for making me your son or your daughter today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. And gosh, we definitely affirm you. We love you, you mm-hmm. know. And we pray that you have prayed that prayer of salvation, if you hadn't already before today. And if you did, please email us at info@livingitup.org. And today is Thursday. And, you know, start praying about a church to go to this weekend. And ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program. And just have someone walk along beside you, at least for the first year,
mm-hmm.
To help you with this new and exciting walk with Jesus.
That's right. This has been good.
Mm-hmm.
We meant it to be kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
We're a little serious, but that's okay.
Yeah, serious, but have some fun in there.
Yeah, we want to have both. Yeah. Anyway, well, we do look forward to talking to you tomorrow because it is, what day is it? Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow. So until we do talk to you tomorrow, keep using your positive affirmations and scriptures to keep you going. And until then, keep living it up.
Well, beginning again.